Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hola, amigos. As many of you know, Eat Your Spanish depends entirely on the support we receive from our Patreon supporters. And while we're still a ways away from the show being able to fully support itself and the time it takes to make, we thought we'd offer another fun incentive to join. Evan and I were talking, and we decided that if we were able to grow our Patreon familia to 250 supporters, then we could start hosting a live virtual performance every month for our supporters. So if you've been listening and you're having fun singing and playing games and listening to stories with us, please visit us at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish and help us keep the show going. And if we hit our goal of 250 supporters, then we'll be able to see each other once a month for a fun virtual performance and Spanish hangout. We're even thinking about hosting some art classes for some of the other months. There are just so many possibilities for ways that we can have fun together. So if you have the time and an extra $2 per month to spare, please visit us at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish and check out all of the additional learning materials and content available to our supporters. Thanks for your consideration and for being such great listeners. Hasta luego, amigos.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu
es Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish.
Spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your Spanish with us today.
Eat your Spanish!
With Mrs. Elephant.
And Mr. Mouse.
It's time for Spanish Word of the Week. For if it's learning Spanish that you seek, you'll be so impressed with all the words you can speak. It's time for Spanish Word of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Mouse. Hola, amigos. Me llamo Mrs. Elephant.
Yo me llamo Mr. Mouse. Welcome to our very special Spanish Word of the Week segment here on Eat Your Spanish.
We're happy to present you with this very special Spanish Word of the Week from one of our Patreon subscribers. Cue the drum roll, Mr. Mouse.
Sure thing, amiga. Uno, dos, tres.
Breaker 19, this is the Roadrunner. What is your 10 for?
Oh my, looks like we crossed wires with some truck drivers.
Hello? Is that a mouse on the radio?
I must have pushed the CB radio button. One second, amigos.
Hola, amigos. Hope y'all are enjoying the open road and soaking up lots of sunshine on your trip.
Hola, Mr. Mouse. It's good to hear from you. Give Mrs. Elephant our best. Over and out.
Whoops. Sorry, amigos.
Oh, Mr. Mouse, that's all right. It must be nice to have so many amigos from all walks of life.
Yeah, I'm a pretty lucky little ratón. Anywho, this week's special listener is... Sean!
Hip hooray!
Sean, what is your question?
How do we say, I love you, Mom, in Spanish?
Hola, Sean. That is just such a sweet question. Mamas, or moms, are such important people in our lives. Sometimes the love we feel for others just can't be contained into one language. I can't wait to tell all of our amigos listening how to say I love you to your mamas or to any other special people that you might have in your life who you want to share your love with. You can even say it to each other. Ooh, I know. What if we all say it together at the end, and then it'll be like all of us are sharing our love with each other. Before we do that, though, I would love to share a special story with y'all about my very own mama.
Yay! I can't wait for this special moment full of amor or love. And I super duper can't wait to hear your story, Mrs. Elephant.
Well, amigos, this is a story all about how special my mama is. Just the other day, I was feeling kind of down in the dumps. Sometimes my brain just feels a little foggy, like there's a little rain cloud hanging all over my happy feelings, and I start to feel a bit triste. I think all of us go through those tough feelings sometimes. It's just part of being alive. Well, my mama had called me that morning just to touch base, and I didn't mention to her that I was feeling blue, but I think somehow she sensed it. Mamas can be special like that. So I was sitting on my bed just boo-hooing into my pillow, and all of a sudden, I smelled something that just hit me right in the heart. Could it be? Was I really smelling my mama's special oatmeal chocolate chip cookies? And then the most beautiful song I've ever heard came clear as a bell through my window. And sure enough, my mama was down on the front porch. So as quick as a jackrabbit, I flew down the steps. And when I saw my mama, I just started to cry big old elephant tears. And she hugged me. And somehow, I didn't even feel heavy anymore. There's just something about a hug or an abrazo from your mama that makes everything okay again.
Oh, wow, Mrs. Elephant, that's a great story. Mamas and other people in our familias are so special. It's really true. A hug from a mama or someone special in your life can do a lot for you when you're feeling blue. So, Mrs. Elephant, how do we say I love you, Mom, in Spanish?
Oh my goodness, that's right. I got so caught up in my story, I almost forgot to answer Sean's questions. To say I love you, Mom, in Spanish, we say Te amo, Mama. So repeat after me, amigos. Te amo, Mama.
Te amo, Mama.
Te amo, Mama.
Te amo, Mama. Hey, Mrs. Elephant, some people live in a hogar without a mama. Is there a way to say I love you to other special people in your life?
Oh, well, that's a great point, Mr. Mouse. Some familias have a papa, or maybe even two papas. Some amigos maybe live with their abuelos, or tías, or tíos, and those people are really special to them, just like a mama. I love how you always think of others, Mr. Mouse. You make my world a whole lot bigger and kinder. To say I love you, you can just say the first part, te amo, and then you can add the person's name or role in your familia. For example, if you live with your uncle, you could say te amo tio, or just plain old te amo works too. You can say it to anyone.
Oh wow, thanks Mrs. Elephant. And by the way, te amo Mrs. Elephant.
Oh shucks, te amo Mr. Mouse, a whole bunch. And to all of our listeners out there, te amo as well. I love you all too.
Yeah, te amo, amigos. I love you all so much. Well, amigos, now that we've answered that fantastic question, there's only one thing left to do. It's time to sing the goodbye song.
We hope y'all will sing along with us. Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.